Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from FIU, Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and the household. Okay,
where are you calling from?
FIU, ma'am, Florida International University.
Oh, okay, because I teach at FSW.
Oh, okay, that's, you know, the, well, we're not calling exactly from there, but, you know, behalf of them, you know, they providing this survey.
Oh, okay.
Okay, okay, ma'am, and is your home a single family home detached, a hometown apartment, a condominium, or manufactured or mobile home?
No, it's a home. Single family.
Okay, so
home.
Just a okay, family home. All right, ma'am, do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
2013.
Okay, 2013. Okay. Okay, ma'am, and how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
25.
Okay.
I was born in 25. Florida, and then I moved to another state, and then I came back.
Okay, so be pretty much like 25, right?
Then I came back, but yeah, I was born and grew up here in Miami.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and have you or any adults in the household experienced any of the following, like tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane?
Yes, we had a hurricane here.
Do you know what number, 3, 4, 5?
I can't remember what it was. It was Hurricane Ian.
Okay, so...
It was just a couple years ago.
Okay, so... all right. All right, ma'am. You said a couple years ago. So, what's what? Can you remember the year?
I think it was 22.
Okay, 2022, right?
Yes.
Okay, 22, and you said a name.
Ian.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and have you or any adults in the household lived in, you know, in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Okay, so no. Okay.
Okay,
and how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
No. None.
Okay, so... None, okay. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? How would you prepare for, you know, for a hurricane if threatening your home?
I mean, every year we prepare for hurricane season, and we've already prepared. I already have hurricane shutters on my house.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I'll get the water needed, and I have a hurricane kit.
Okay, buy all that supplies and equipment, right? And
yes.
What about?
I have them here already.
Okay. What about like evacuate or call insurance company or drive to home or relative or friend or in other area?
I have family down here, but to evacuate, I've never had to evacuate where I live.
Never. Oh, okay. All right, so just them. All right, ma'am, and when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watches issue, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or when a hurricane warning is issued?
I already have a hurricane kit, but when we get the warnings is when I'll use the shutters.
What about when your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Yes.
Okay, so that one, right. Okay, and considering yourself and others in the household, you know, how certain are you that your household will have, you know, all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage. Are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
Oh, no. I live in a gated community. We get, as soon as hurricane watches and warnings go up, we get notification like almost every half hour.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and please select your top three sources of information, like internet sources and other social media, radio, TV, newspapers, or print media, friends and family, TV.
TV and my cell phone.
Okay, so be like friends and family, right? You can notify them by phone.
Yes.
Okay. What about internet sources, you know, and other social media?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. My social media, like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or WhatsApp?
I don't have any of those, no.
Okay, so just those. Okay. All right, ma'am, and on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness from 1 through 5?
1.
A 1? Okay.
Oh,
and
I'm most prepared, whichever number that is.
5. Yes, 5 would
okay,
be the
five.
Most prepared.
Oh,
okay. All right. All right, and have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of childcare, cost of housing, low or
no.
income or employment,
nope.
property taxes, cost of hurricane, transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials, or
no.
none of the above?
None of the above.
Oh, okay, all right. All right, ma'am, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Yeah, not a flood. I know half of the neighborhood wanted to evacuate the last hurricane. I was already at work because I'm a child case worker at a maternity house
mm-hmm.
in Naples, so I was already down there. But
so
I know a lot of the neighbors
did want. So evacuation zone, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is the letter designated for the evacuation zone? And, you know.
I think I'm in B.
B. Okay, okay. All right, ma'am, and when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or if a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or
probably
if emergency
that.
Management, okay, or emergency management officials
yes.
order you to evacuate.
The emergency or, management.
Okay, emergency management. All right.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or?
No, another,
you
probably another
you,
location in the state. We own property,
okay.
In other parts of, Florida.
Okay, so another location, right, within the state.
Yep.
And, okay, ma'am, and how many vehicles are available in the household?
Two.
Two vehicles, okay. All right. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy, ma'am?
You know what? I couldn't tell you that. I don't know. We
don't,
just,
okay.
I just renewed, so I'm not sure what it is.
Okay, and then how confident are you that you could come up with like $2,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? Would you say I am certain that I could come up with $2,000?
Yeah.
I could probably come up with $2,000. I could probably not come up with $2,000. Or I am certain I could not come with $2,000.
No, I could.
Okay, so certain, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year?
Yes.
Would that be like decreased significantly, like over 10%? Decreased
no,
somewhat,
it increased.
1 to 10% increase. So
no.
be increased somewhat, 1 to 10%, or increased significantly over 10%.
Over 10%, it increased.
Okay. What about in 1 to 3 years?
It increased this year
increased.
From last year.
Okay. 3 to 5 increase or decrease?
I can't remember. It's all I know is we had a big increase last year. I mean, this year from last year.
So it'd be pretty much the same, like 1 to 10%, right? Over
10%. More than 10%.
Okay, so be, okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, or decrease coverage?
No, the insurance increased everybody. It doesn't matter who you went with down here. Everybody has been complaining about the increase. So there was no sense in changing because it was going to be the same thing anyway.
So increase amount of deductible, right?
That and the insurance. Yeah, the insurance went up significantly.
Okay, insurance went up. Okay. All right, if you could insure your property, you know, for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insurance? Would that be like 100%? I want to be insured for full replacement value. Or would that be like 80 to less than 100%, 60 to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
I probably wouldn't go less than 80%.
80 to less than 100%, right?
Yeah, only because of the expense, only the things that I have in the house.
Okay. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs, you know, and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, or moving to another state, or you would not move from your house?
I mean, I wouldn't move to another state, but the thing with down here is, I don't know if you're familiar with Naples in this area. In Florida, Southwest Florida, you can't buy a house under $1 million.
So maybe you would not move from your home.
I don't know. I'm maybe back to my. I don't know. At this point, I'm not sure. But it's all I know is that home values went up significantly, and people I know that are looking for houses, you can't buy a house under $1 million here.
So wouldn't be moving to another state probably be an option?
No. I work here.
So also would not move from my home, right?
I might look for another house, but there's no sense because I mean the house that I have compared to some of the other ones, I don't know. At this point I would not move out of state. No.
Okay. If in recent years there has been, you know, a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies, would you consider if it is your mortgage was paid off, would that be yes or no, or have already dropped my insurance or not applicable?
No, I would never drop my insurance.
So no, right? Okay.
No.
All right, ma'am. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Would that be federal government, state government, local government, or would be government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
No, I think the state government should help.
The state government. Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have in the local building codes are being enforced? Would that be 1, no confidence, and then all the way to 5, where it means 5 with high confidence?
I'm highly confident. I know a lot of builders, and I used to work for a builder.
Okay, so be number 5?
Yeah.
Or number 4, what number would you give it?
5.
Okay, what about the local and land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
What was that again?
The local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk. Would that be no confidence on them, reasonable confidence, or very high confidence?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. But if you have to give them a number, you know, the local land, you know, what they use planning takes into account hurricane risk, you know, when they plan to do something.
I don't know. I would give them a four, three or four.
Four.
Okay.
What about the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I don't know.
You have any confidence that they do that? Like one, two, three, or four,
I would
or five?
I would hope so. I really don't know.
Okay.
You could give them a three.
Three. Okay, ma'am, and what about the new developments that take into account flood risk?
The flood risk?
Yes.
As far as the flood risk goes, I think everybody we're not that far from the beach, so I think all the new developments, I think everybody, all of us would be impacted.
So what level would you give them of, you know, of confidence that they take account flood risk, the new developments?
Probably a two, because there's new developments that got wiped out that they still haven't done anything with.
Okay, and the last one says that building... The building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
That I don't know.
Okay, ma'am. And next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, or do you think your property or finances will be affected? The first one says, yes, I believe it is happening and I will be affected. The second one says, yes, I believe it's happening, but I don't know if I will be affected. Yes, the third one says, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. Okay. And then the other one said, I do not believe it's happening.
No, we haven't heard anything
you do
about
not,
that.
So no, right? No, do
right.
not believe it's happening.
Right.
Okay. All right. Most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, you know, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Slightly.
Slightly concerned.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important to you? Was the neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to another family, proximity to job? You can select up to three to be the most...
It was a new development.
New development, but out of the characteristics that I read to you, which one were the, you know, what attracted you to the most important to you?
Back there, then it was the price.
Okay, price would be one, and what else? What about crime? You know, the low crime or
it's low
the
crime
levels
here.
No crime. Okay, so what about schools and neighborhood in your neighborhood?
The schools are fine. The schools, they're fine. They're good schools.
Okay, so those three. Okay. All right, ma'am. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? So would that be less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
You know what? I'm not sure. We're always looking at some of the new developments to build. So, I'll say 1 to 3 years.
Okay. Between 1 to 3. Okay. And all right, ma'am. And finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Okay. I really thank you for your time.
Okay.
Could you please tell me your age? Are you from 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64,
35
or
to 65? 54.
Okay. And what is your gender?
Female.
Okay. And including yourself, how many people live in the household?
I live here full-time, and my husband lives in Ohio. But he comes down. I mean, he's not a Florida resident. He just comes down because he has a business up there. I'm living down here full-time and working.
So I just put one?
One for now, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your marital status? Would that be single, never married, married, or living with a partner, divorced, widow, or separated?
Separated.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of school completed, you know, by an adult member of the household?
I'm 20. For me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 18 years.
So I got some college, college graduate, or graduate degree?
College graduate, and I have a graduate degree.
Okay, we'll go with that. All right, ma'am, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No. My husband, that I'm separated from is.
Okay, and what racial groups do you identify yourself with? Would that be white, Caucasian, black, or African American, Asian, or Native American?
None of that. Well, I'm American, but yet I'm part Black Irish.
Black Irish. So be you want me to put Black African American or okay, I can write that down. Okay,
yeah, that's
like
fine.
You said Black Irish, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Black Irish. Okay. And what language is most often, you know, spoken in your home? Would that be English or Spanish?
No, English and Arabic.
Okay, but mostly it's English, right?
Well, when I'm talking to my parents, it's Arabic. But
okay,
I speak English.
Okay, put English and Arabic. Okay. And you said N. Okay, ma'am, and can you please tell me which of the which income range do your household is under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000 a year?
It's over 100.
Okay. All right, ma'am, with this, these were all the questions I had. I really thank you for your time and participation on this survey. Okay, you have a great evening, ma'am. Appreciate your
help. You too. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.